and break it up and make killing out of it. That's what we call killing. Take some paper and ball it up like that and put it in the bottom, put your pine boards on it. If you just force it up, tell them the coal oil, pitch that on there and have a good fire quick.
Was that ever called fat pine or?
What?
Fat wood or fat pine?
No, we had some, we didn't have that word for that thing. We used that, it'd be pitch. I've had the word turpentine where it'd be thickened that wood, mm-hmm. It'd be called pitch, and it'd burn quicker. The richer you get it with rosin or turpentine, the faster you'd make a fire.
Mm-hmm. And the blacker the smoke would be.
Yeah, the blacker the smoke would be, but it'd burn quicker. And it'd be more effective and know what. No, Eloise, yes, I've heard the term used on it.
Pitchwood?
Pine with pitch in it. You've heard it that way. I don't know why the pitch came into the thing, unless maybe that'd be some word for a turpentine piece of wood. But it's burning quicker that way.
You ever burn coal?
A little, not a lot. Burn a little coal.
Do you have anything special to carry that in?
Yeah, we had a coal scuttle. That's what that was. You're raking me back a little ways. It's been going on, but that's what it was.
Oh, well, we're wandering around here.
All right, go right in.
Well, you mentioned ashes. Did you have any use for those?
Well, no, we didn't make any lye soap out of ashes. It has been done, and Hominy has been. We've used the little ashes in making Hominy.
You used them to make a lye soap out of it?
Ashes. No, we never have.
No, but
we have made Hominy out of
ashes. But I know kind of how they did that.
Well, there's a lot of them did it, wasn't
there?
Yes.
Well, way back then it was, but that's too far back for me.
Huh?
Yes,
I have. And
oh, you betcha.
I've made pans in the kitchen with the wood ashes. It's all fine.
I'll tell you what, it'll make the best Hominy you ever saw.
Yeah.
You betcha, that's the way you make Hominy.
Ashes
and what? Corn?
Huh?
No, and then
you
what?
Yeah.
Put it in a big old wash pot and cook it.
Oh. And I mean use ashes in that son of a gun and peel it off this is pretty and white as you ever saw.
Take the chuck off that?
Yeah, that husk off that corn. Yeah.
Yeah, off the kernel and then also the little deal out of that for the
And I'll tell you, I got in on one batch of that in a lifetime. That was the nastiest, gookiest mess I ever saw. But I'll tell you something, it was good when it's all wound up. That I've never done. And I tried to eat one prune, took one bite, couldn't swallow it.
Well, more than that, I've always heard about that. All right, so it's swelled. Well, that corn
is going to get swelled. It's darn sure good. It's really good. Yeah. But that one time, that fixed it. But you can make a lot of Hominy fast if you get a lot of ashes. I guess it's a lie and that ashes cuts that husk off that corn. I wouldn't know what else. And you couldn't get enough in it to kill you because it's too weak. That's enough to cut that husk off that corn.
The way the man lied, now I've heard him tell about it.
Well, they poured water over the ashes and kept it dripping through it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way they did that.
Get the ashes, say, in a big tub or something.
Well, they put them in a sack, though. They put the ashes in a sack, and then they caught the gripper.
And then they put water over it, poured cold water over it, and then what dripped through those ashes. Well,
that was a stronger type of it. That's right. That's the way they made their soap. Then they take towel.
And then they took that and mixed it with their grease and made the soap, Carl. Grease and water.
And I smell it.
It's not too much trouble. I made a lot of
it. Yeah, but you use lye.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfume, don't you?